do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
And you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5. If your ear holes are sucking us in live out east, well, come on if you want up here.
God damn it.
The dog. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you are receiving us, we appreciate the fuck out of it.
Yay.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours talking all about the bullshittery, fuckwatery, and dickholery from the right.
Fuck Trump.
And it's Faithless Friday, y'all.
We're going to... Sky God! Get your crawls out of my sphincter.
If Shelby will let me get near the microphone,
yes.
We're going to get our atheism on a little bit.
Shelby, you're an atheist, right? Today. Is she an atheist?
I don't know. Maybe she's got some dog god.
I guess it's none of our business. I mean, it's just the workplace.
Well, yeah, we don't have that on the application form.
You better not believe in anything, dog.
Join us on our social medias during the show at Crab Diving, CrabDiving.
Motherfucker.
You can also join us on our Facebook page, which is Facebook Crab Diving on the fucking Facebook.
Oh,
so
yes.
Let's see what's going on this lovely Faithless Friday. Let's roll the windows down, put the top down, get naked and drive.
Yay!
get naked
and drive.
I'm in the fight with the dragon, boy.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm in the fight with the dragon, boy.
Who is it?
That was also a Rogan.
Oh yeah,
when he was going
was
after
really?
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan metaphysically is a Christmas hog.
Joe Rogan metaphysically is a Christmas hog.
Yay!
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and welcome to the motherfucking show, everybody. Big props to Sky God. One question. What's up with all the fucking cancer dick?
I want to be cleansed of you. Comprende?
Comprende?
Yes, oui, oui.
Yes, sir, Jesus! I will do it!
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Ooh, yeah.
It is Faithless Friday, y'all. We're going to get to some Jesus-y stories a little later. Mostly Jesus-y. There may be others, but, you know, in this country, we get cross-shaped objects thrown and rammed into us.
I just went live on our Instagram just for a bit, just a bit.
I didn't sign that release.
I know, I'm sorry. But it was a funny dog moment, and I couldn't help it.
I'm just looking at what the fuck I'm wearing here. My Ellis Island shirt.
Oh, yeah. I can remember. Damn. Yeah. The casino Ellis Island.
And yes.
You won big there, right?
I did not. I got clubbed in like 14 seconds.
Damn.
Like, fuck this.
Isn't it funny that there's a... How the fuck is there a casino named Ellis Island? I mean...
Well,
isn't that an odd name?
It's attached to the Super 8. I mean, that lets you know what our budget was when we went to Vegas.
Yeah.
So that was for Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
We watched the Super Bowl at Circus in they had
right.
a giant jumbotron set up in the courtyard kind of thing.
Right, right. And I believe the Bears lost. The Bears played. and they lost. Oh, I left my fucking drink. Oh God, I left my drink in the.
Oh.
War. War.
I'm gonna get it real
no.
quick.
No.
War.
I will start the news drop. And I'll do the
for these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the crab diving news studios deep within the crab diving bunker. Thank you for that. Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, July the 26th. 2019.
The year of our dicked up Lord.
Thanks. Well, these are your headlines, everybody.
Thank you, Jeebus.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Get off my lawn.
Oh, shit. Oh,
very similar.
Right.
Over to the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post.
Ooh, wee wee. Zoot alor.
I saw a couple of the headlines today. Well, accurate. House Dems tiptoe toward impeachment.
Oh, shit.
The House Judiciary Committee is investigating President Donald Trump
Yay.
To determine whether to file articles of impeachment against him.
Yes.
Members of the committee said on Friday. Wait a second. The House Judiciary Committee is investigating Trump to determine whether to file articles of impeachment against him.
What did that Mueller report?
What have you been doing? Well, right.
But what's in the report? And it isn't. Bob Mueller is an investigator, right?
Well, yeah,
he's
in
not
this
a
capacity,
blogger.
Sure,
he's not a novelist. I don't know what that fucking dog is doing right now. He's not a poet.
Resting your head on the.
He's a special counsel. Yes.
Stand. Yeah.
That investigates. So you could say the Mueller report is a version is the investigation.
Hearings they've had have been investigations to determine whether or not they're going to eventually impeach Trump. What are they trying to do? Do they think we're Republicans?
I don't
that
fucking
we're
going to
believe this shit.
No, the problem is, listen, I'm on our facebook.com/crabdiving. I'm throwing up a story from Slate, and it's kind of this scathing commentary on the Dems. They're like, hey, we're going off on a 6-week vacation.
Oh,
while
yeah,
Rome
yeah, yeah.
fucking burns.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole. You dick.
Yeah, they're going on vacation, dude. You must be shitting me.
Jerry Nadler confirmed that the committee's investigation into whether Trump obstructed justice, lied in his written response to Mueller's questions, or broke the laws or other constitutional provisions is now on a path that could ultimately lead to his impeachment.
Quit Whoa. Stringing us the fuck along.
This is,
Quit it.
This is ridiculous because we know that that's where they've been going.
You made a good point. We aren't fucking deplorables. We aren't goddamn dumbass fucking Republicans.
Right.
We know what time it is, motherfucker.
We know that those aren't the droids we're looking for. Those right. are the droids we're looking for.
You know what time it is.
The committee explicitly cited Congress's impeachment power in a new lawsuit to be filed against the DOJ tomorrow to obtain the underlying grand jury evidence that was presented in Mueller's investigation.
Is that what they're waiting on?
Yes. They want the evidence the grand jury saw.
But okay.
Because Department of... Yeah.
I would say, pretend like I woke up out of a Rip Van Winkle-style sleep right now. And
the dog is so funny.
And like, I open up the Mueller report, I read it, and I say, hey, I'm a congressperson. I'm Congress. Pretend I'm Congress. We're starting impeachment proceedings. And then during the proceedings, the impeachment, I could get the grand jury information, testimony, right? I mean, that would be part of the impeachment, is getting the grand jury. Why do I have to get the grand jury info in order to start the impeachment?
Well,
does that make sense?
And some of these representatives that are like, impeach the motherfucker now, have said that the wheels get greased.
Yes.
The holes get butt plugged.
Ooh, yes.
Stretched.
Right.
Prepared. Right. For when you start impeachment proceedings. Everything goes faster.
Right.
So they could get the shit that they want faster if they actually started the impeachment process, according to these representatives.
The truth is, if we want the impeachments to start, people like Elizabeth Warren, who have already called for it, she's called for it, right?
Oh, yeah. She was the first one.
She needs to start screaming about it. And honestly, AOC needs to go to Congress and call for it. She has to do it. Or somebody like of her stature has to do it.
Nadler said the filing will state that the House needs to acquire these documents to decide whether to exercise its full Article I powers, including recommendations for articles of impeachment. Legal scholars have stated, is what I just said, the courts will be more deferential to Congress requests for testimony and documents when they make those requests under impeachment power.
Right. Think about it like baseball. The Congress, they're the Chicago Cubs. Chris Bryant, fresh out of spring training, new third baseman, goes in. He's AOC. Leads the Cubs to the first, I think they won the National League his first year. Leads him to that. He hadn't been on the Cubs a long time. Doesn't fucking matter. He was really good. That's AOC. Does that make
Please clap.
Fuck you, Jeb!
Veronica Escobar, representative from Texas, says, we are crossing a threshold with this filing. We are now officially entering into an examination of whether or not to recommend articles of impeachment.
Yes.
So yes. I guess that maybe there's a line that they think they've crossed. Or they're trying to pretend that they've crossed.
Is this a Rubicon? Would you call this a Rubicon?
Although Jamie Raskin...
Right.
Who has been calling for the official inquiry, said, from my personal point of view, we started an impeachment inquiry.
Yeah.
So he seems to be happy with it.
That's good.
And Swalwell said, this is now an impeachment investigation.
Damn!
Asked if he agrees that the committee is an impeachment investigation, Jerry Nadler replied, in effect.
You're going after Satan. You're going after Satan. And you say, hey, are we going after Satan? Sort of. Kind of. In effect. Right?
We got to get some stuff for your chair. It's squeaky as fuck.
Man.
I was like, what is that noise?
Shelby, look at me. I need this chair lubricated.
Yeah, we need a lubed chair for the next show.
Lube my chair.
The key difference between a formal impeachment inquiry and what the committee is now doing, according to Nadler, is that the committee is not solely bound to deciding whether to file articles of impeachment or not, but could opt to move an entirely different direction.
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, God.
Whereas if they start an official impeachment inquiry, the rules are that you need to then put it to committee and they decide... Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Right.
We should file articles of impeachment.
Okay. I'm so sorry to bring up Henry V again, but this is the moment. This is the moment. We're about to pull out the archers. We're going to fucking beat everybody's asshole. We are.
Is it, which Henry V did you see? What version of Henry V?
The good one. The fun one. And Kenneth Branagh is about to scream, once more into the breach! Let's go get these motherfuckers. Right? Go look up that scene.
Well, hopefully. I mean, I don't know if we're quite at the breach yet.
Right.
Or where the breach is.
I don't know. But
maybe it's our breach.
My point is.
Right.
My point is, can Charlie Nadler be dynamic?
Jerry. Unless there's
A
different Nadler.
There is. A really good friend of mine I used to do comedy with years ago. He's in Boston. His name is Charlie Nadler. Look him up. He's
like, Shout Factory TV. Changing.
But this is Jerry Nadler. And Jerry Nadler could be a little bit more Kenneth Branagh-like, don't you think?
Well, okay.
Does he have that in him at all?
No.
Okay.
I mean,
does anyone
maybe 30 or so years ago? No offense.
Yeah. Where's the Fab Four? Hey, Fab Four, any one of you, get all Kenneth Branagh. Channel your inner Kenneth Branagh from Henry V, please. These old fucking
damn humility. But when the blast of war blows in our ears, then imitate the action of the tiger. Stiffen the sinews, summon up the blood, disguise fair nature with hard-favored rage. Then lend the eye a terrible aspect. Let it pry through the portage of the head like the brass cannon. Let the brow overwhelm it as fearfully as the forgalled rock. Or hang and jutty his confounded face, swilled with a wild and wasteful ocean. Now set the teeth and strength.
Anyway, yeah! Go get him!
The Brian Blessed reaction shots in this scene too are amazing.
Right, right.
Brian Blessed is ready to go. Unto the breach.
He wants some ass.
Yeah.
And the tiger. You hear that line?
Yeah, the tiger. So, there you go. It says when the House impeached President Andrew Johnson in 1868.
Yes.
There was no formal impeachment inquiry. The House just voted to impeach him.
Yeah.
That's how they were like, we don't need no inquiry.
Do we need an inquiry? Do we really need an inquiry? I mean, do we?
I guess.
I mean, but impeachment is, we're going to start impeachment. Hi, welcome to impeachment. Now we interview people, right? Or people get called to testify to Congress during impeachment. Is that how this shit works?
Not as much. The actual trial takes place in the Senate, but we know that there would be no trial in the Senate.
Right. Because of
Mitch,
Skeletor.
Cocaine Mitch.
Yes.
Yeah. Or a Moscow Mitch trending on the Twitter today because of what he did today, which we'll get to in a second.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, slave-owning forefathers, great job with this document. It's really working out right now.
So that's the headline over at the Huff Post. The House Judiciary Committee is investigating possible impeachment of Donald Trump. Possibly, maybe, could have been.
Right.
Sort of thinking about. We're launching an inquiry into an inquiry into a possibility of forming a committee that will then decide on the question of whether we should start a new committee.
Oh, I'm so inspired. Aren't you inspired? Do you feel inspired?
I'm not real inspired.
Damn.
To be honest with you.
We need something inspired. We need inspiration.
Oops.
Why did people love Obama? He was inspiring. I mean, for a lot of reasons. But when he spoke, he made you feel something. Jerry Nadler makes me feel nothing. Nothing.
Over to the Drudge Report.
Yay.
Since you're feeling nothing,
I'm feeling nothing.
Act like you're thinking nothing. same story. Nadler impeachment in effect, it says.
Right. In effect? Does that mean impeachment is in effect?
No, it's impeachment in effect.
Not like when you hear like hip hop songs, it's like something in effect. It's not like that. Whatever that means.
No.
Everybody knows what I mean, right? You know?
When the last NWA song you did for karaoke.
Right. I agree with NWA, what they said about the cops and the police. I agree with that.
One of the other headlines over here, Biden ready to brawl.
Oh, shit. Everybody's ready. Everybody's in effect. Everybody's about to do something. Can we live in the present?
That Biden is supposedly going to take the gloves off and stop being nice Joe to his opponents.
Right.
Because he thinks Medicare for all is dumb. And that means you hate Obamacare, because why would you want to get rid of Obamacare?
Why are you Joe, please, for the love of God, do the planet a favor. Drop out of this race and go beat up on Donald Trump full time. Just for the fuck of it. You know, that's what he should be doing.
Man.
Just go be a bludgeon. Don't fucking beat up on other Democrats, you asshole.
Well, he's going to. He was
fucking neo-lib.
He wasn't prepared for the shellacking that he took from Kamala Harris. Who, by the way, do I have that story still?
Oh,
that the candidate that makes many Republicans poop their drawers.
Ooh, yes. Mike
Kamala Harris
wants to film it. Oh, yeah.
I guess I don't have that one. But, yeah, that they're most worried about her because of these. Oh, here it is. Because of the her performance at the debates.
Yeah.
They're like, she would kill Trump in a debate. He won't debate. I agree with you. I'm putting my money on. There's no way he's going to debate.
Fuck no.
Especially if it's a woman.
No way. No fucking way.
Because he will not lose to a woman.
Right. And Kamala will rip him a couple of assholes.
Oh, and Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, my God.
Pocahontas.
And she's going to say, you're a money-grubbing, evil-ass, corporatist dick bag.
Right.
I'm not scared of you.
You're the American corrupt.
Yeah.
Administration in the history of this company. Oh, yeah. You're corrupt.
What did that guy say about Elizabeth Warren, the tech fuck on Twitter? What did he say?
He's most afraid of her.
And what did she say?
Good.
I love it. What's more into the breach? That's one. Elizabeth Warren can be Kenneth Branagh. She can summon Kenneth Branagh. Right?
Sure.
Fuck yes.
She's dangerous. GOP insiders fear Kamala could be the next Obama. This is at Vanity Fair.
Damn.
Rattled by her deft vivisection of Joe Biden at the last debate, Republicans wonder how Harris might do against a real villain.
Damn.
Like Trump.
Fuck him up. What did they say? A deft vivisection?
Yeah.
Vivisection? Not to sound like an idiot. I've never heard that word.
Oh, yeah.
To vivisect?
Yeah, when you slice somebody up into pieces.
Why not just dissect? It's
different. I think, vivisection is when you're done when you're alive.
Yes. Interesting.
Dissection is done when you're not.
Right.
So vivisection is not very pleasant.
Fuck.
Sliced up while you're live, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know what? If you happen to be listening and you live in Pensacola and you come up to me and say vivisection at the comedy show tonight, I will buy you a drink. Vivisection. Ooh.
RadarComedy.com.
Yes.
She doesn't come across as a nut job, worries one GOP operative. Another says Kamala is our nightmare.
Well, fuck. I mean, listen, I'm a big Elizabeth Warren fan, but I'm a big old fan of making the GOP scared and making them shit themselves. Oh, I love that.
Well, and good that there's several.
Yes.
Of our top candidates that make them poop themselves.
Right.
More than usual. And without, you know.
Yes.
The, you know, something sexual being involved.
Right. Oh, God.
There's
lots of, I mean, the Republicans, if we've learned anything. They are into some kinky shit.
Harris would be a tough opponent because she might drive up the black vote. Additionally, she might appeal to suburban female voters who are turned off by Trump's style.
Trump style?
A veteran Republican consultant said, I think she's dangerous, maybe the most dangerous from our view.
Right.
She made a mistake with private health care, one says.
Yes.
But she doesn't come across as a nut job.
Well, of course she doesn't.
A few of the Republicans they talked to in this piece said that they kind of compared her to Obama. Others disagreed. One Republican operative said she's overrated.
Oh, yes.
Obama had authenticity. She doesn't.
Well, but you got to give her a chance, right? I mean, have we seen a lot of her? I mean, I guess we have.
Well, and I don't know if that's true. You know, this is a Republican operative who might not be 100% honest.
I believe her. I believe her.
Yeah.
And to you operative dickbags, I'll say this to you. What about your golden child, Jeb? ! He was supposed to be your golden child. That was supposed to deliver the election, right? Yeah. What do you know, you motherfuckers? The party is Sarah Palin. Oh, fucking please. Fuck you. Bob Dole. Please. Fuck you.
No longer with us.
Yeah, right, right. I mean, the people that thought Bob Dole was going to win. Not fuck Bob Dole. I don't mean that. When you say Bob Dole, comma, fuck you, I mean, it does kind of imply I'm saying fuck you to Bob Dole, but I'm not.
You were saying, like, it was almost with a question mark. Like, Bob Dole?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Right. Absolutely. Thank you.
Trump be tweeting.
Yes.
Did we... he tweeted again about ASAP Rocky.
Right.
Last night. Give ASAP Rocky his freedom. We do so much for Sweden, but it doesn't seem to work the other way around.
What?
Sweden should focus on its real crime problem. Oh, we didn't mention that because that means the real crime problem in Sweden. You know, those evil immigrants you guys let in.
Does Trump follow ASAP Rocky on Spotify?
I'm sure he does.
Follow crabs on Spotify. Crab diving.
And TikTok. Yesterday, I'm pleased to announce the House has passed our budget deal 284 to 149. That means that only like 50-ish Republicans voted for this budget deal.
Right.
And 149 didn't. Great for our military and our vets. Big thank you.
Oh, so, okay.
He's pretending this is good.
Well, of course. I mean, you know, he's either going to lie about it being good.
When he caved and got nothing that he wanted.
Or pretend it's, that's the same thing. So he's lying. He's lying. Okay. Well.
Then he quoted Tucker Carlson.
Oh, God. why would you quote Tucker Carlson?
Intelligence community disappointed Mueller didn't investigate the Steele dossier. Like, they didn't investigate the dossier, not what was in it, but the fake dossier, even though much of the stuff in the dossier has been corroborated, BT does.
And corroborated by who? In Mueller's investigation?
Yeah.
Then they did investigate it.
And in the 20-something indictments that he had dropped through.
Right. So Tucker, what is Tucker? Like a Proud Boy wannabe?
Slytherin? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Tucker's Slytherin. I mean.
Who am I?
So Tucker is saying, I lost my train of thought. Fuck. Tucker is saying that.
Intelligence community disappointed Mueller didn't investigate the dossier.
Well, they did investigate the dossier.
Well.
They looked at the dossier and they confirmed stories in the dossier and they interviewed people that were in the dossier. And did they read the dossier? And by they, I mean Mueller's team, right? I mean, they read it.
Well, and how much of Mueller's investigation in the Mueller report did he talk about the dossier? Hardly at fucking all.
Right.
They're pissed that it's a lie that the dossier started the whole thing.
Right. It's
lie.
Yes.
And that they relied mainly on the dossier for these investigations. Lie.
Right.
That Carter Page was only the FISA warrant was only requested because of the dodgy dossier. Lie. Bullshit. Been on their radar for years.
Because of what he's done.
Right.
Concrete shit.
Yes.
To get that FISA warrant, they had to present Absolutely. Evidence that this red-headed fucknut is up to no good.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So it's not out
Sinus
of thin air.
Sinus is running Russian cum all the time.
Vladimir Putin
it's not
is like,
allergies.
My balls are empty, comrade.
Allergies. Then he plugged somebody's book. Taken for Granted, a wonderful new book by Giano Caldwell on how conservatism can win back the Americans that liberalism failed. Has my full endorsement! !
Has your endorsement? Let me tell you something. If this dickbag's reading books, I'm pissed off.
Well, he's not.
Because he won't even read the intelligence briefings.
Why is he endorsing books as president?
You know, I just thought of something. There is it's one thing if you're an evil ass dictator and you know what's going on and you have an awareness of the whole planet, I guess. But it's another thing if your administration is so corrupt and evil and they're so preoccupied with privatizing everything and Like, they have no idea what is actually happening on the planet. Do you ever get that idea? He doesn't know what's going on.
He doesn't care.
So when he tweets something, he has no idea how it affects the planet.
It doesn't care.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's obvious, but nobody knows what's going on.
Right.
Jeez.
So then he tweeted, this is the tweet that obviously he was watching Fox and Friends.
Ooh,
or something.
Yes.
Because
let me jack off.
There is a new poll.
Poll!
A Fox News.
Nine.
That is out.
Right.
And
my poll is out.
It shows that Joe Biden is shellacking. He can't handle it. Listen to this. Two tweets.
Yeah, yeah.
Fox News is at it again.
Oh, it's Festivus!
So different from what they used to be during the 2016 primaries and before. Proud warriors. Proud warriors.
Yeah.
Now, Fox, now new Fox polls, which have always been terrible to me.
Right.
They had me losing big to Crooked Hillary. Have me down to Sleepy Joe. Even considering... next tweet. The fact that I've gone through a 3-year vicious witch hunt perpetuated by the lamestream media in collusion. The conclusion is no collusion. In collusion with Crooked and the Democrat Party. Crooked.
God.
There can be, all caps, no way with the greatest economy in the U.S. history that I can be losing to the sleepy one.
All caps.
Keep America great! Exclamation point. There can be no way I am losing to him.
Did he say keep America great at the end?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, you know what's nuts, dude? It's like he's campaigning on that Mueller report. He brought up the witch hunt. Vicious witch hunt.
Well, for his dumb followers, but yeah.
How is the Mueller report a better campaign tool for his dumb followers than it is for the Democrats? Why can't the Democrats use the Mueller report like this asshole's using it?
He could take a dump
right
on the White House balcony.
Ooh, Mike Pence is listening.
And his followers would
Mother
would love it.
I mean, they would. That's a good point.
Nothing that he puts forth to them doesn't make their nethers moist.
See, because in politics, here's how I understand it. Once you're lucky enough to achieve a moral high ground, you then take out your figurative cannons and you fire below from your moral high ground until your enemy is figuratively, dust. Right? Isn't that what you do? Why aren't we doing that?
Some would argue you're ceding the moral high ground if you're pouring boiling oil on those that you are.
I'm using it. What's the use of having it? What's the use of being right if you can't punish the wrong guy?
Yeah, you are going to be ultimately vulnerable to terrorism. And, if that's what you start doing in the military like the Greeks did, as people have said, Louis, you got to understand, you don't even know your history. Oh, yes, I do. I know exactly.
You studied military history.
Not a good idea.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you've studied military history.
God, you bootlicker.
You've studied history. Let me suck you.
I see you, enemy.
That is.
I see you, enemy. 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 You are my enemy.
Wait, you didn't finish the Louis clip.
Brian Stelter.
the entertainment CNN. Reporter, right?
The entertainment media reporter.
Yeah, wait.
CNN is who that was directed
he's
at.
He's not even the entertainment reporter. He's some bullshit entertainment media reporter.
Yeah.
I mean, not to be a dick, but who's looking for this guy?
He's got a good gig, but...
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying... No one heard about this guy until Alex Jones lost his fucking shit.
But Alex can be.
I don't think you're stupid.
Also,
I've been right. betting on you my whole life. I believe in you.
What did he say about the slap? Some butch, whatever.
What?
Slapping. Because you want to. When he taught, it's where he talks about the LGBT community a little bit. Like, you know, he says.
That one. Yeah.
Play that one. That's a good one. Or you don't have
to. His blood will fill buckets politically, not violently.
Politically, not violently. Politically.
Your Honor, I would like to retain custody of my children. You know the one you.
The enemy's still going to come after those of us that are hard charging and leading the spiritual ignition of this rocket.
God, I mean, he barely got that one out.
And leading the spiritual ignition.
What does that mean? What is a spiritual ignition? Is that a yoga thing that I don't know about?
What rocket?
Ganesh.
What rocket are we talking about?
The flesh rocket between my legs.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal. Every time you go to buy shit through Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and everything you buy in that session, we get a little commissione. Doesn't cost you.
Most of these butch lesbians, they want to be the guy smacking the hot chick around.
That one.
Right. You can almost do choreography to these clips. I mean, they're like, they're you know, in an odd way, they're lyrical.
Yeah.
Alex Jones, the musical.
Kind of lyricist. What kind of fucked up musical?
Cole Porter.
Yeah. Or like, what's the Sweeney Todd?
No, it's Stephen Sondheim.
Stephen Sondheim.
Rest in peace. Cole Porter was supposedly a lunatic, man. Cole Porter wrote, times have changed.
Oh, yeah.
What is that? Wait,
who? We went to see that play in L.A.
Oh, that was the Tom Waits musical.
Tom Waits, yeah, that was amazing. Yeah. Anyway, there you go. Those are your headlines and all that shit.
Yay.
And some other stuff that we've been talking about.
Right.
It is Faithless Friday.
Yes. Cole Porter wrote Kiss Me, Kate. I didn't know that. That's not the musical I was trying to reference, though. Damn.
We have some...
Anything Goes. Is that Cole Porter?
We have good news.
Yes.
It is. A little bit.
Cole Porter wrote the lyrics for Anything Goes. Okay.
Stephen Miller, maybe last night, was in the fetal position.
Oh, no.
Upset.
Yes.
That another judge has blocked... another attempt at heinousness.
Yes.
This is the latest attempt to eliminate asylum altogether.
Oh, geez.
For people fleeing Central American countries.
Right.
The U.S. District Judge John Tiger, or Tigar, T-I-G-A-R.
A Tiger!
Ruled that the administration had attempted a shortcut.
Yes.
Around existing asylum law by trying to force asylum seekers to apply for asylum in other countries before they can request asylum here.
Yes. This makes it easier for people that need help, right?
No.
Of course it doesn't.
The injunction.
Yes.
This is the second time this guy has blocked an attempt to end asylum. Last fall, he stopped an attempt to deny asylum to applicants who crossed the border illegally, noting that U.S. asylum law is very specific that asylum can be requested whether or not someone crossed at an official port of entry.
Right. So they come in at the correct doorway or whatever.
Or not. The law is specific that if you're requesting asylum, you don't have to come in the right doorway.
Because someone's chasing you.
Correct.
You need asylum. What?
The Court of Appeals upheld that ruling, pissing off Trump.
Maybe they don't understand what asylum is. Maybe Stephen Miller and Donald Trump don't understand that what the word asylum means, the definition. Could that be?
I guess. I don't know. Right. In the decision, under our laws, the right to determine whether a particular group of applicants is categorically barred from eligibility for asylum is conferred on Congress. So Congress would have to pass a law saying they have to go to a different country first.
He can't do that with some bullshit order, right?
The rule was if that they had to request asylum in a country that they were in coming through to get here.
Right.
So they couldn't make the trip through Central America.
Yeah.
And through Mexico.
Right.
That by that whatever countries they've been to, they must have already attempted to seek asylum in those countries.
Well, how does that make sense?
Well, it's some bullshit.
So if I want to make sure I get it. I'm in Guatemala. If I don't know what. Oh, God, how embarrassing. What's in between us and Guatemala? Fucking
Mexico. And then, you know.
Venezuela?
No, okay. Well, Mexico.
Whatever. Mexico. That's it. So,
you know, maybe, I don't know where Belize is, but it's down there either. Too.
I'm just saying. So how
I think Guatemala borders Mexico. So I think.
So how would you get here avoiding Mexico? Like not if you just got asylum. So you would have to come directly from Guatemala into America by way of flight.
Which is the way most people who overstay their visas. Oh, yeah. Yes.
What about teleportation?
Guatemala and Belize border Mexico. Beginning Central America. Then you've got Honduras, El Salvador, yes. Nicaragua, Costa Rica, and Panama.
Right. So you'd have to go through all of those countries to try to seek asylum.
Well, if you're coming from Colombia, you got to go through Panama, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Guatemala, and then Mexico.
This is stupid.
Apparently, you must have applied for asylum in each and every one of those cases.
And I would think that if you're walking here from Guatemala, the reason you're applying for asylum here is because this, it used to be at least, is the first reasonable place to seek asylum. Yeah. Let's say you're walking. Otherwise, you would seek asylum somewhere closer to. So your walk is shorter. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't make sense. And also we can't. This guy wrote in his decision.
Yes.
That the Justice Department and Homeland Security can't just make arbitrary and capricious determinations that other countries are safe enough. So we can't make them seek asylum in North Korea.
Right, right.
Or, you know, or Somalia.
So
or
Stephen Miller wants us to be able to do that.
It says the government's own administrative record contains no evidence that the Mexican asylum regime provides a full and fair procedure for determining asylum claims. Rather, it affirmatively demonstrates that asylum claimants removed to Mexico are likely to be, one, exposed to violence and abuse from third parties and government officials, two, denied their rights under Mexican and international law, and three, wrongly returned to countries from which they fled persecution. So the Mexicans don't have a great asylum program.
Yeah.
Trump is jealous.
So you can't.
Of them.
Kids. See.
So as the decent, good people that we're supposed to be, we're not supposed to say, well, fuck them. Mexico should take them.
Yeah. We really picked the worst person to be president. Because what we're talking about is doing the bare minimum. Giving people asylum who are running from evil, or whatever you want to call it, oppression. We can't even say, come in. You're just saying come in. We're not giving people food or aid.
No.
Just come on in. Is it really a lot to ask? Is it a lot to ask of this country? Fuck no.
Well, right now,
Wells Fargo got a tax break.
It's a tough ask.
Corrupt Wells Fargo got a massive fucking tax break. And we're talking about human beings running away from oppression. You can't even say come in. That's fucked.
Because they've convinced the dumb people that these immigrants are taking their stuff, taking what is rightfully theirs.
What about Christianity, dickheads? What about Jesus, you fucks? What would Jesus do, you motherfuckers?
American Christians have nothing to do with Jesus.
Oh, I know. I know. Jesus
do? It would be better if they did.
Yeah, cuntbags. The way of the Lord or whatever the fuck. The golden rule. Jesus died on the cross for your sins. Blah, 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 blah. You don't give a fuck.
No, they like that Leviticus. They like Old Testament shit. And,
right.
And Republican Jesus who would be armed and apparently a traitor on Wall Street.
And meanwhile, continue to shove a Bronze Age torture device in my asshole, even though I don't believe in any of that bullshit. That's fine. Thank you.
Now he's mad at France.
Oui, oui.
France just put a digital tax on our great American technology companies. If anybody taxes them, it should be their home country, the USA. We will announce a substantial reciprocal action on Macron's foolishness shortly. I've always said American wine is better than French wine.
Bam! Bam! Once more into the breach! You know, I read that French wine, American wine is better than French wine.
Yes.
And I assumed that whole story was satire. I thought, oh, it's the Borowitz report. Or it's the Onion.
Not.
Who would say that?
Well, we know who said that.
He is a boob.
He's a boob. He's officially a boob. He's a boob.
He tweeted an edited video of his speech at the Pentagon yesterday, which I'm sure left out the interpooping or the interrupting or the whatever the hell it was.
Interpooping? Nine!
What was it that he said?
Interpooping. Or intertrooping.
Intertrooping.
The intertrooping.
Infantrooping.
Infantrooping. How do we know that's not a fucking Space Force term or some sort of...
Space Force. Bullshit. Space Force bullshit. It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Sky God.
I've got a whole bunch of, a few Jesus-y type stories.
Yes.
In other news, though, we've got...
Pray for this podcast.
Trump's America.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
This is a Republican who was running for governor.
Right.
In Oklahoma.
Fuck you.
I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah.
A failed Oklahoma gubernatorial candidate was charged with making performing a mass shooting threat.
Yes.
One day after he was arrested in connection with an actual shooting at his home.
Oh, fuck.
This guy was running for governor.
Oh, my God.
This is Tulsa World, the newspaper.
Oh, my God.
What's Tulsa like? Is it?
It's a city, but it's probably where all the liberals live.
Oh, yes.
Man who campaigned for Oklahoma governor in last election has been charged with threatening an act of violence on the day after he was arrested in connection with a shooting at his residence. Christopher Jonathan Barnett.
This guy needs some Prozac.
Was jailed again Thursday evening after he had posted $75,000 bail earlier that day.
You fucking idiot.
For an unrelated shooting.
My God.
His new bond this morning was set at $1 million.
Oh, fuck.
He will be barred from blogging or posting to social media in addition to being required to forfeit his passport and wear an ankle monitor.
Well, one day you have Facebook, you can travel to France and try some of their subpar wine. You can do whatever the fuck you want. And the next day, you're sitting around staring at the wall with an ankle bracelet on your,
The charge in Tulsa County District Court alleges that Barnett threatened the University of Tulsa and or Professor Susan Barrett.
Ooh, yes.
And or Winona Tanaka.
Winona Tanaka, baby.
The said defendant stated he would shoot fans exiting the University of Tulsa football games at halftime.
This guy ran for governor?
Yeah, sure.
But,
oh, he operates a group called Transparency for Oklahoma.
Transparency meaning he wants to shoot so many bullet holes in people you can see right through them.
His message said, wait for football season to come. Start getting every single AR-15 put into place on the highest floor. Rig up a system that will fire all the guns at once. Wait until almost halftime when everyone is leaving the game. When people start to flood the gates to leave, the automatic system built starts firing.
He's got my vote! Wow, what an asshole.
Oh, there's a disclaimer. This is all hypothetical. Uh-oh. And not a threat, of course. It will never happen. But it'll drive the far left crazy, so here it is.
No, dickhead. Yes, if you're, I consider myself the far left. I'm a leftist. I don't want to speak for you, but you are, right? Come on.
Sure.
Okay. Now, you're watching a football game, as you're filing out, there's a fuck ton of guns firing downward upon you. Would that bother you as a far leftist?
It would kill my buzz.
Do you think it would bother people, moderates? Would it bother them?
I think it would bother everybody.
Right. Okay. I'm just saying his manifestos may be off.
The previous day in a shooting, 9 p.m. Thursday at his South Tulsa home.
Yay.
He shot a process server in the arm.
God.
After the man tried to serve him legal papers. But Barnett is alleging that the man pointed a gun at him. Right. He was released from jail early Thursday after being booked on a complaint of shooting with intent to kill.
Right, right. Well, I don't mean to shit. This guy needs to be in jail. Maybe. I mean, listen, I'm against this whole prison system we have, but what I'm hearing from this guy is, he shouldn't be out. He's got some issues.
He finished, 7th out of 10 Republicans running in the primary.
Damn. That is sad. No, really. That's a lot
together,
of votes.
Thousands of votes.
And what is this story more about? Is this more about our failure in this country to have any sort of handle on the guns floating around, or is this...
Well, and look at what the Republican candidates, look at who they are.
Yeah. I mean, mental health. I don't mean let's focus on mental health and not guns, because number one, this story for me is about how fuck faces like this guy shouldn't have guns. Nobody should have guns. We don't need them, right? This is a gun control issue.
Yes.
Okay. But he's also
Among
crazy.
Other things, yeah.
But he's
yeah,
also
yeah.
crazy as fuck.
Right, and a Republican candidate.
That's right, for governor. Pat. Well, that's weird. He's not a Democrat.
Correct.
Okay.
And he's a Republican in Oklahoma.
You're a crazy Republican in Oklahoma?
Oh, God, are we getting in a fight with Sweden now?
Yeah.
The former Swedish Prime Minister Carl Bildt, B-I-L-D-T,
yes,
rebuked Trump on Friday.
Oh, geez.
For demanding ASAP Rocky's freedom.
Right.
Warning him not to interfere in the country's legal process.
Okay.
He tweeted, the rule of law applies to everyone equally.
Borsky, borsky, borsky.
And is exercised by an independent judiciary.
Right.
That's the way it is in the U.S., and that's certainly the way it is in Sweden. Political interference in the process is distinctly off limits! Exclamation point. Clear?
God.
Question mark?
Wait, this is Carl Bildt?
Comprende.
Carl Bildt?
Carl Bildt, former Prime Minister of Sweden.
You know, our fucking president is so bananas. He gives a former prosecutor or president. Is this?
Prime Minister.
A former Prime Minister of Sweden makes the news.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how fucking crazy Donald fucking Trump is. How many fights? I know Obama had a lot of fights with the Swedes. Right. Could barely get along with them.
He's noted for his...
In Canada, too, right? Lots of fights with Canada.
And the Swiss.
And the Mexicans, right? We fought with the Mexicans all the time behind Obama. Did we not?
Oh, yeah. We were hated worldwide.
Jeez. But Obama didn't get along with Kim Jong-un as well, or Putin, to be fair. Let's be fair about that.
Well, right. And Obama would not have sashayed across the DMZ.
Sashayed?
To have a little photo op
right
with Kim.
Do you remember how Putin, remember Obama looking down on Putin?
Sure. Great picture.
I miss that.
And then how Trump came out according to Steve Bannon.
Glazed!
Looking like a beat dog.
Right.
Is what Bannon said.
Yeah.
When they had that Helsinki.
Why would he look like that, though? Thing. What went down that Trump would feel so bad after he left, you know, a meeting with his BFF? I mean, why would he be sad?
He probably got his asshole handed to him.
Right. He didn't like it.
Trump is saying, this is breaking news.
Ooh.
Trump says he has an agreement with Guatemala.
Oh, okay.
To help stem the flow of migrants.
What? People seeking asylum from Guatemala are fleeing something.
And Guatemala is no heaven. President Trump on Friday said he struck a deal that would designate Guatemala as a safe third country for those seeking asylum in the United States, a concept that is facing significant legal hurdles in the Central American country as the Trump administration continues to struggle with the high number of migrants arriving at our southern border.
Yeah.
The White House did not immediately release details of the agreement, and it is unclear how it would be implemented, considering Guatemala's constitutional court ruled that any safe third country agreement would require legislative approval.
Right.
And the proposal is widely criticized there.
So the House Supreme has court to be said, on board, right?
Their Supreme Court said you got to get Congress to pass a law,
right,
for this safe third country agreement, and they hate it. They haven't passed it.
Yeah.
But Trump says, I got a deal.
Right.
I've almost got a deal.
Guatemala's, I mean, you ever look through Guatemala Craigslist at apartments and stuff? And you can find some cool shit out. No, it's just fun. You can find some cool shit in the middle of nowhere. Like you can rent a house in the woods out there for nothing, dude.
Well, here too.
That's true.
Seems
more exotic or something. Here it's like, hey boy, come here now.
Right. Guatemalan politicians and analysts are taken back by the agreement, which most discovered through a White House tweet.
Jesus Christ.
A congresswoman in Guatemala, Sandra Moran Reyes.
Nine!
In the Convergencia Party.
Okay.
said, one characteristic of this government is that it does whatever it wants in spite of what the law says. This is another example.
Right. Well, they're right. Our government right now does whatever the fuck it wants until the Supreme Court is like, hey, no, okay? That's our system.
There you go, Trump crowing that he's got a deal, even though the Supreme Court and the legislature in Guatemala are like, there's no deal.
To me, our government seems like this. Donald Trump is like, I'm going to do this. I really want to do it. And he's doing it. He's doing it until the Supreme Court jumps up on the table and screams, that's illegal, you fuckhead. You can't do
court,
it.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like.
A lot of these appeals courts.
Yeah, you're right. Just a court. It's a weird system, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
And meanwhile, what is our Congress doing? They're not impeaching, but they are writing a lot of legislation that just sits there. And now they're kiteboarding. It's vacation. That's cool. Great.
Let's see. We've got a candidate has announced.
Yes.
Danielle Stella.
Oh, wee.
Is running.
Yes.
In Minnesota in 2020.
Right.
To unseat Representative Ilhan Omar.
Ah, shit.
This is a Republican.
Okay.
And the word is that Ms. Stella.
Right.
Is Team QAnon.
Damn!
The
wait, Wait. There's a guy running for Congress.
A woman.
I'm sorry. A QAnoner?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
She responds to pro-QAnon Twitter users on her account, has used the hashtag, hashtag WWG1WGA, which is where we go one, we go all.
Oh, fuck you. You fuck. You got that from Backdraft. You go, we go.
And she has not been shy in retweeting Q shit.
Yes.
To one point, even tweeting a Q posting and saying he's right on all counts.
I agree with QAnon, but there is no QAnon. There's nothing, right?
It's bullshit.
Who would be QAnon? Maybe a celeb or a politician that is.
Well, if it was real
on the DL QAnon, yes. Who would it be?
It's JFK Jr.
I was going to say Mike Tyson. JFK Jr.'s dead.
No, we did that story.
Oh, fuck that.
Some of them believe that JFK Jr., this is a schism in the Q-verse.
Oh, is it?
That that some of them believe that JFK Jr. faked his death because Hillary was trying to kill him.
Right.
Because she wanted to be governor of New York, or a senator from New York, and he was thinking of running.
Right.
And, of course, you know, the long line of bodies behind the Clintons.
I think JFK Jr., I don't remember if this guy was married or whatever, but listen, we all know the Kennedys, they like to fuck. That is well documented. They fuck. These people fuck. Them, yeah. And I don't think JFK Jr. gave a fuck about being the governor of New York or whatever the fuck, a senator.
Well, he was doing his magazine thing.
He's doing a magazine, dude.
It's all bullshit.
What do you want to do? Do you want to run a cool fucking magazine? You're meeting models all day. You're fucking, you know? Or do you want to go be a senator in New York? Get the fuck out of here, please.
Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus.
We've got... this is a crazy clip.
Right.
But it's also, it may be full of some Easter eggs.
Yes.
Because this is a lunatic conspiracy theorist who also happens to be on the Jim Baker Show.
Yes. I was praying for that. Thank you, Jesus.
We haven't heard from this guy before. Military analyst, right-wing conspiracy theorist.
Okay.
Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
He was an actual lieutenant colonel,
sure,
or is?
Was.
He's a conspiracy guy.
Oh, well, wait, listen.
Right.
Here is Robert McGinnis.
Okay.
Who previously has said he was on something.
He was on LSD.
Called the Sharpening Report.
I don't know why that's funny. This sounds dumb. Hey, you're on the Sharpening. Go ahead.
And, well, here's okay. Here's a little background.
The Sharpening.
All of this is part of a greater scheme. And arguably, these people are not only egotistical and psychopathic, perhaps. I would argue that they are moral relativists in general. And the likes of Hillary Clinton, you know, after all, she's a fan of Saul Alinsky, who wrote a book that was dedicated to Lucifer. And
it's just not true.
Wait. Are you saying, is he saying Hillary Clinton worships the devil?
A book that was dedicated to Lucifer. Okay. And so, they tend to be Luciferian, and what I mean by that is essentially that they don't like the laws of God. They want to propel themselves into godlike people. You know, even George Soros, in his own biography, called himself a god, and he said,
"Drink."
You know, I'm
so
sorry.
Anyway, this is who we're dealing with.
The way he says Soros is so, there's like flavors of anti-Semitism.
Oh,
there.
Sure.
Am I off, Pat?
Sure.
Okay.
Soros.
So that's a little background on Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. This is the kind of shit he's doing now that he's no longer a lieutenant colonel, thank
George.
Thank the universe.
Mr. Soros, if you're listening, I don't know if you've seen this movie or not, but I believe it's available on Amazon Prime. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, sign up for Prime. You can see a movie called The Black Panther. And I would like you to figure out how to make our society something like that. He has the money. Create Batman. Any of these guys. We need a hero. Find the Dexter.
We don't have that kind of money.
Do you know what I mean? Something.
So here he is. He recently said dark spirits are behind the attacks on Trump.
Oh, yes.
He said demonic forces are waging a revolution against the president.
It's Thanos, is it not?
Washington, D.C. is filled with gays and witches and corrupt politicians.
That sounds like fun, dickhead.
Back when, in the good old days when Obama was president,
yes,
he said Obama has an Islamic worldview.
You know, all these people that, oh, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I was going to make a point. All these people that say negative shit about gay people, they've obviously never been to musical theater night on Sidetracks in Chicago. Go to Sidetracks.
It still is going.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure musical theater night. I don't remember what night of the week it was, but go there and then say some negative shit about gay people. You won't be able to. You won't.
Musical theater night was crazy at Sidetracks.
Clang, clang, clang with the trolley.
They had video screens everywhere, and literally the entire bar would be
screaming. Yeah. Screaming,
some,
Rodgers and
some dancing, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was always quite an event. Here is Robert McGinnis on the Jim Baker Show.
Yay.
Talking about.
Right.
What's going on now?
Okay.
But you also have the issue of authority and law. If the authority says to do this, then we elected them. Why shouldn't we do it? After all, they're the elected officials. They know best, right? You know, the German SS went and took prisoner millions of Jews.
Oh my God. They just put up a Chiron.
It
says national security and foreign affairs analyst.
Oh my. For this show.
Lieutenant Robert McGinnis. No, I think in general.
Oh, general.
He's a national, or maybe he's their national security.
Let me go to get some business. Let me go to, what's it, Zap? What's the name of that?
Vistaprint?
Let me go to Vistaprint, and I'll print up a business card, and look, I'm the same thing, dickhead.
Jews. Put them in trains and haul them off to concentration camps and put them to death.
Oh.
And what happened?
For $20 donation, you can get the latest book by Robert McGinnis, Progressive Evil.
is that like saying evil's good or progressive people are evil? Is he on the...
I'm thinking it's B.
Yeah. Is he on the Jim Baker Show?
Yeah.
Where in the fuck are the stars?
Well, they're there.
Jesus, yeah. Guys.
And what happened? The people of Germany started to call evil good. Right. And they started to say, well, the government said this was okay. So
there's a little bit of lore.
Right, Nazis.
Good. Right. And they started to say, well, the government said this was okay, so we should do it. I see the exact same thing happening in our culture, Pastor.
You're right.
Oh,
except
my
he's
God.
Talking about the liberals.
Right. Oh, okay.
And we're talking about what's really happening. People
yes.
in camps.
Jesus.
Racism.
He's actually describing what is going on in the Trump administration.
And then projecting it onto the libs.
How is it? Well, listen. Is it the liberals' fault we have these camps?
Mm-mm.
If it was, explain it to me. And then we could go talk to a bunch of liberal guys and resolve it.
Well, if we elect a whole bunch of liberals,
right.
it will be resolved.
Okay.
In our culture, Pastor,
nah.
the same thing happened in the late 19th century to a certain degree, and it...
Okay. Go back. What the fuck was that? Did she ejaculate?
And said this was okay, so we should do it. I see the exact same thing happening in our culture, Pastor.
Nah.
The same thing happened in the late 19th centuries to a certain degree, and it continued in the 20th. I see much the same in my culture today. I see it on Capitol Hill. Good people go to Capitol Hill, and they all of a sudden start to turn a very different direction. They turn a different direction, which endangers our future as a country. These are issues of grave consequence. You know, I love a lot of what our good president is doing. He is fighting the good fight.
Yes.
It's an incredible...
Yes, yes, he is. yes, he is.
What is wrong with her again? I forget. Is she addicted to pills? Is she drunk?
By her own admission,
yes,
was a wild partying drug addict, a multiple abortion having
right.
A sinner.
Maybe she's got. I mean, there's no Xanax. Sounds like Xanax to me.
Well, she hasn't said that, but yeah, I mean, you know.
And I guess, you know, she's got them prescribed, so it's fine.
What our good president is doing, he is fighting the good fight.
Yes.
It's an incredible, tough fight, whether it's against the squad of four and Nancy Pelosi's worst enemies.
Wow.
Or...
Oh. Oh, wow. Oh.
Who is that sycophant in the back?
Oh, wow. Oh, God. Wow. You mentioned those women, the ones with the vaginas and everything. Oh,
wow. I need another pair of elastic corduroy slacks.
The squad of four is now the great evil.
Really? I think they're the great good. What do you think about that, fuck faces?
Yeah, the squad of four and Nancy Pelosi's worst enemies.
Wow.
Or it's against the media. And I understand, you know, I see this daily as an insider in Washington, and the bureaucracy, you know, just think of what the FBI did with FISA warrants and how they obliterated, you know, our democracy and what our founders had in mind. These issues.
Lori finds that amusing.
Lori, what show is going on in your skull? Because I'm convinced that you're somewhere else and you happen to be interacting with some fucking melodrama going on in your brain.
You know, our democracy and what our founders had in mind, these issues that we have come very close to, I think, a time of grave danger for who we are as a people. You know, I pray daily that we will survive, but we need leadership from the Christian community, people that are grounded in rights and wrongs in the Bible.
People that are grounded in rights and wrongs in the Bible, because we all know that American Christians follow what's right and wrong in the Bible.
We have Christian leadership. We have a bunch of evangelicals right. in charge of this motherfucking country.
Right.
There are crosses in every hole.
Yes.
God damn. Grounded in rights and wrongs in the Bible. And I don't see that nearly as much as we need to. No, it's about getting reelected. It's about, you know, saying the right things in the media, you know, circuit and so forth. Need to celebrate the right things,
like
not
what?
The wrong things.
Amen.
did you hear this prior?
Amen. No.
How did you sit on this? Because this is crazy. Amen.
You know, circuit and so forth. We need to celebrate the right things, not the wrong things.
Amen.
And you know, my dear friend Rick Joyner, he has been writing much about how to prepare for the coming second American Revolutionary Civil War.
Here we go.
Eat a bucket of food, bitch.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
My friend Rick Joyner.
Oh, yeah. Buy a big bucket of chili.
About how to prepare for the coming second American Revolutionary Civil War.
This is a book.
He said it's coming. It can't be avoided. It's going to happen. Do you feel it's that bad?
Well, Pastor, it is that bad.
Oh, yes.
Unfortunately, you know, we're losing the very foundation of our country. And if we lose the foundation, the rights that we were given by our founders, if we lose the key institutions of what a family...
These are the people who don't want Muslims to be allowed in government. These are the people who don't want black people voting. And they're talking about fundamental rights. These are the people who don't think that LGBT people should be treated like people.
Right.
And have equal rights to everybody else. Yet they're talking about the basic rights.
Yeah.
We're losing our rights.
Yes.
Foundation, the rights that we were given by our founders. If we lose the key institutions of what a family really is and what religion and, you know, freedom of religion that we were guaranteed, if you lose the idea of
code words, what family is really like, in other words, gay marriage.
Right. Yes.
And freedom of religion, in other words, we want crosses everywhere.
Yeah. Invocations.
Ten commandments everywhere.
We want
and prayers everywhere because there's more of us.
Yes. Yes. The tyrannical majority wants to shove their crosses in my dickhole.
Government and how government is supposed to, you know, if you look at the preamble, it's supposed to provide us security. It's not supposed to provide us welfare and this and that, a Green New Deal.
Welfare is security.
And this and that.
One could argue.
And the Green New Deal. I want to be able to drink water. Don't you want to be able to breathe, Pat?
Security. It's not supposed to provide us welfare and this and that, a Green New Deal or whatever. That's not in our Constitution. And yet, of course, progressives rewrite the Constitution because they say it's malleable.
We want the air to be clean. You should want the air to be clean. You fuckface, where in the Bible does it say, go forth and don't breathe?
Right.
Where does it say that? In a bucket, don't you want to breathe?
And... you know, we know what Jesus had to say about rich people.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Weren't a fan.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck you up.
Didn't not
fuck
a fan
him up
at all.
He fucked him up. He kicked him out of the temple, right? Or something like that.
Well,
who gives
the
fuck?
Money changers, yeah.
Yes.
And the people selling shit, ooh, the merch people.
Right. Did Jesus say he wants our corporations to take giant shits in our fresh water?
Oh, yeah.
I want coal ash plants everywhere, whatever the fuck those things are.
Montana?
Fuck you.
Lovely state.
It is. I lived in Montana for a time. It's beautiful. It's wonderful.
I really loved their speed limit laws.
Oh, yes, of course. Anarchy. And, you know, the great thing about Montana, if you go on hikes, the park rangers remind you to wear a mask that makes you look like your face is facing the opposite way of you're going, so you don't appear as prey to mountain lions.
Yeah.
It makes you feel relaxed when you're wearing your backwards face.
The Ranch for Kids School.
Yes.
In Rexford?
Rexford. I've never heard of that. Rexford.
Says on its website, it is, quote, based on Christian principles.
Yay!
And the values of caring, simplicity, consistency, and accountability.
Jabez!
Well, now the State Department of Public Health and Human Services
uh-oh
has suspended the license of the Ranch for Kids in Rexford. Oh,
God, I'm trying to guess the reason. I hope it's not what I'm guessing.
In Lincoln County near Kootenai National Forest.
Kootenai?
Kootenai. Kootenai.
Right. Kootenai.
It's near the Canadian border.
Okay.
They've closed it, quote, to prevent for future abuse.
Right. Oh, shit.
27 jeez children were removed. Removed.
Removed. Liquid U Friday. Fuck you.
And are now at a safe location.
Right.
The agency said they are receiving medical care.
What the fuck went on? All these kids that were at this shelter for children have been moved to a safe location. That sounds ominous. Were there snakes?
According to the health department, examples of egregious abuse included children being hit, kicked, bodies slammed, and spit on by staff.
Spit on?
Staff members inflicting persistent psychological abuse on children.
Spitting on them!
Including prolonged isolation.
Oh, my God. Shelby, ring up Dexter.
Children were forced to go on 15 to 20 mile
what
disciplinary walks.
What
the on remote fuck? Forest Service roads in harsh conditions?
Is this like the Stalin technique?
Food was withheld, and in one case, a nail gun was shot at a child. I don't believe it was hit. But.
Okay. Here's how we care for our children: we don't feed them, we make them walk a long way, and then we beat them, and then we fuck with their minds.
Christian principles and the values of caring, simplicity, consistency, and accountability, says the website.
Right. Hi, Jesus. This is on you, you fuck. What your followers believe in this shit or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Can't you get these people under control? I thought this was his flock. I thought this was Jesus's flock.
Well,
you got some flock that are doing some pretty fucked up shit to children. Why don't you do something about it?
It's like that terrifying documentary Jesus Camp.
Oh God.
Terrifying.
It's horrendous.
Yeah.
I thought Jesus loved the little children. I thought Jesus didn't want to beat, starve, put them on.
Right.
What kind of walks did they, what?
15 to 20 mile disciplinary walks in harsh conditions.
In the cold. That's what that means.
Cold rain, yeah.
I've been to Montana when it's cold. I'm not walking 15 miles, and I'm an adult. They made little children do this, and then they didn't feed them.
In the name of the Lord.
Oh, yes. Please. God, I wish Dexter existed.
Spare the rod, spoil the child.
I know who should get the rod in this fucking bullshit. Fuck these people. And they're into the Jesus. Okay. We're done. Religion is fired. Jesus, you're fired. Go fuck yourself. Everybody's fired. Everybody's fired.
We've got Hamilton County, Texas.
Fuck you.
They're doing it again.
What's this?
They think it would be, the commissioners of Hamilton County, Texas, think it would be a great fucking idea to put a giant standalone Ten Commandments monument outside the local courthouse.
I want one goddamn Faithless Friday episode without a fucking Ten Commandments story. One. Just one.
Despite the very clear Supreme Court ruling that says you can't have the standalone Ten Commandments put up.
If you could go back in time to whatever movie studio decided to produce a Ten Commandments starring that fucknut from Planet of the Apes, none of this would happen. None of this would, we wouldn't have this problem. It's that movie's fucking fault.
Hamilton County, Texas. They already have a giant fucking In God We Trust sign outside the courthouse.
It's not like you guys are really into that. You're pandering to your shitty base.
And saying fuck you to everyone that's not a Christian.
Yeah, the Christians, this is what I understand from you, and the Catholics and all these fucking wacko God people. You're into abusing kids. That's your jam. Fuck off with the Ten Commandments. You're not really into that.
But they found a local judge that was channeling Roy Moore.
Boy, why? He was at a mall trying to pick up teenagers?
County Judge Mark Tyne said, I have no problem bringing it before the court, and the will of the people, in my opinion, will be served.
Saddle up, sassy!
There have been those who waved the Constitution at me, and I said, okay, wonderful. Show me in the Constitution where what we are doing is against the Constitution.
Listen, dickhead, I can tell you on the Crab Diving Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, crabdiving.com, all we do sometimes, it feels like all we do is do stories about how dickbags want to put up the Ten Commandments in courthouses.
And it's in the First Amendment that, you know, Congress shall make no laws.
Right.
To promote religion. You know,
I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with the First Amendment. I'm familiar with the one that makes it so people can get abortions and the amendment about guns. Those are the only two amendments I give a fuck about. I'm a loon.
Local lawyer Nancy Yates was one of the few voices of wisdom at this meeting.
Oh, geez.
She said, by putting this plaque up to the Ten Commandments, you're making the choice to support a particular voice as opposed to the Hindu voice or the Buddhist voice or the Islamic voice.
Yes.
She said, if the county goes ahead with this monument, the issue will end up in court. I think, she said, that leads directly to litigation, and that's already occurred throughout the United States, and the litigation costs will be detrimental to our county.
Wow. What's wrong with her? Did she take mushrooms?
So they will be discussing it more next month, at next month's meeting.
Think about it like this, assholes. If somebody's like, hey, I want you to decorate this space, take Jesus out of it. If you didn't know about Jesus and you're just thinking aesthetics, you would never say, oh, let me put a big slab of rock or what the fuck ever in the corner with bullshit written on it.
Fuck you. It's pure absolutely. Fuck you.
They're saying, we're going to put this in the courthouse, but you know what I'd rather do? I'd rather put this in your asshole, you fucking atheist.
And we're going to spend tens to hundreds of thousands potentially in costs of taxpayer money and lose.
Right, of course.
Because the Supreme Court's already decided. They're not going to pick up your case. They already decided your case. And the Ten Commandments lost.
You know, I know this from doing plays and studying theater, that if you want to make something look like a slab of rock, you know you can use styrofoam and paint it. Yes. And what is the difference between a big slab of styrofoam and a big slab of stone? What is it? What's the difference? Can you tell me? Shelby, can you tell me? Can anyone tell me the difference? Do you know the difference?
Well, it's the magic words of Jesus written on said stone.
It's also really light. It's really light.
Well, right.
So when the adults come in and tell you you can't have that anymore, when you have to take it down, you just pick it up and carry it. Break it into pieces. It's styrofoam.
So we'll keep you all abreast,
right,
on what's going on in Hamilton County, Texas. Yeah.
On Twitter, impeach the MF-er is suggesting. Oh, he demands Lieutenant Colonel McGinnis be on TV constantly.
he's a real firebrand.
Oh yeah, God.
Well, this guy will probably win.
Yes.
Among the Republicans running for Senate from Alabama.
Fuck you.
Along with a band from the Mall Roy.
Right.
And the Secretary of State, who thinks nothing's good on TV anymore because of all the homosexual activities.
Yes.
But they're... The former head football coach from Auburn is running, Tommy Tuberville.
Tuberville? He's going to win. People love football, man. Oh, they love it.
In 2015, Tuberville was highlighted by the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Oh, nice. Positively?
As one of the main reasons illegal chaplaincies were pushing Christianity on athletes at public universities around the country.
You know what I don't understand? If you're an athlete, and, you know, I'm not a professional athlete like you. Like, I imagine when you, in your tennis days, would you take a knee before a match? Did you ever pray before a match?
I did not.
Does John McEnroe pray before every match? Is that true?
I don't think so.
Jimmy Connors?
Definitely not.
No. Still God in your game.
So, Tommy Tuberville.
Tuberville.
Was at a campaign stop in Montgomery.
Who wants to fuck?
I guess he's got dough. He says he will not take his, not take a salary if I'm elected to Senate.
Dude, of course. What did you say he was? Former head coach of Auburn?
Yeah, oh yeah.
What do we did that story. The highest paid state employees in most states are the fucking guys, these coaches, goddamn
either
teams.
Either football or basketball coaches.
Highest paid. You know who's not the highest paid? The players.
So,
not even paid.
One of his quotes from this, I'm a politician's worst nightmare. I don't need the money. I don't need the job. And I ain't going to be politically correct.
Oh, I see. He doesn't have time for that. That's what Trump said. We don't have time for that.
I want to do this for the people of the country. We're in trouble. We don't need people who are going up there and taking paychecks. Means a lot to me to give back, he says.
Yes. By the way, he wants to work for the white people. He wants to be a voice, whatever the fuck he said, for the white people.
Yes.
I'm just guessing.
Folks, we are in trouble. All you got to do is watch television for about 5 minutes, and this is serious business. In the time that I've spent on this earth, I have never seen such disrespect by a lot of people in this country for this thing right here besides us, the American flag, for our national anthem, for our Pledge of Allegiance. It has absolutely turned upside down on us.
Hit the applause thing. Hit the applause thing.
Me?
Yeah. Okay. That, you were channeling goddamn J.R. Ewing in that shit.
Oh, was I?
From Dallas.
Well, that would have been Texas.
Well, whatever. That is great Southern genteel racist right there. That is moi. That is fucking outstanding. Very good. That's what I think.
Well, thank you. He praised the Alabama legislature for passing that law aimed at reversing Roe versus Wade and criminalizing.
Yay. Oh, yeah. Abortion. Fetal heartbeat. That's a fetal heartbeat law, right?
He returned several times to the theme that a belief in God is essential to fixing the nation's pressing problems.
Can I follow up question, dickhead?
How so?
How so?
I want to help Donald Trump and you get this mess straightened out, and I'm going to do that. But we've got to put Jesus and God before everything else.
You have. You live in Alabama.
And if we don't do that, we're going to be brought down to our knees again.
Ooh, now you're talking. Jeez.
He received applause and an amen or two.
Oh, God. When he mentioned
that Donald Trump is a gift from God.
I mean, you know. I think he would fit right in, don't you, with the Republicans?
Oh, sure.
Oh, my God. Football coach, though. Wow, that's a big deal in Alabama. I mean, if Nick Saban ran, coach of the Tide, if he ran, boy, he'd win. That's the weird thing. Like, how I know some people into college football, and, like, they're the Crimson Tide. They're University of Alabama, no matter what. You can go fuck yourself.
Right.
There's no way they're voting for anybody associated with Auburn.
Well.
Polarizing. Same shitty politics.
He said he made his mind up to run for the seat when Doug Jones defeated Roy Moore in the special election.
Ooh.
My wife and I prayed about it.
What?
When we put a Democrat in office from the state of Alabama in the Senate position, I pretty much decided this is it. This is what I'm going to do. This is where I'm going to help.
You asked the help of a higher power to get that child rapist Roy Moore elected? That's a weird prayer.
Well, no.
Jeez.
He had already lost. And that's when this guy decided, oh, my God, we put a Democrat in. Yeah.
And then he prayed.
I have to run.
Wow. Well, good for you. Jeez.
I'm reading from AL.com.
Yes.
Alabama. It says Mike Capizzi, who lives in Millbrook, Alabama.
Go fuck yourself, Capizzi.
Said he hadn't heard Tuberville speak in person before today, but came across impressed.
Tuberville, I was impressed with Tuberville.
I like what he said.
Hell yeah.
Mr. Graham of
Wetumpka,
Alabama.
That's right, boy. You heard me.
Also liked what he heard.
Fuck you!
I thought he was real interesting. I really did. I think he might do a good job.
Interesting? This bro jock, former coach of Auburn. Oh, yeah, he's real interesting.
Well, and they love
he's
that.
Interesting, isn't
they
he?
Love that part where it's like he's not going to take a salary, but then we know what happens after they leave the Senate.
They work.
After they leave the
yeah,
House.
Yeah, they go sit on the board of some fucking company.
Fuck your salary. Yeah, I'm going to be making $5 million a year as a
guy
sitting on some board of some getting paid back for the legislation that I helped pass for some company.
And for fuck's sake, he's already rich. He was a head coach of a big college football team. Yes. He's loaded.
Couple different teams.
Yeah, he's got a lot of money. Who gives a fuck?
So I almost want to watch some of these primary debates.
We gotta, you know,
in Alabama.
Do they televise those?
Oh my god, I hope so.
We gotta watch that. Roy Moore, sassy with his little guns out.
Roy Moore, the other guy who thinks there's too much homosexual activity on television. You know, this guy.
I was hanging out with somebody the other night who'd never heard of Roy Moore, and me and this other dude were talking about.
Well, come on.
Where are they from? From here. People just don't give a fuck. They don't know. No. Oh. You know, and one guy was trying to explain Roy Moore. He's like, you know, Roy Moore. And he did this. He did poo, 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 poo. Pretended to shoot guns and ride a horse. I'm like, that's it. He's like, that thing, and he likes to fuck kids. Okay.
We've got, oh, this is an update.
Crab diving update.
There was an early, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
this is pathetic. South Carolina.
Eat my dick.
Y'all. Earlier this month, I assume this is the name of a town, Tega K.
What?
Tegacay. A K is like a...
Where the fuck is this?
In South Carolina.
Tegacay.
It's like an island. Aren't K's usually islands?
Yeah. Come here, boy.
Tegacay's Women's Club in South Carolina.
Okay.
Game gifted the local popo.
Right.
With a large stone.
Okay.
Monument.
Right.
With the department's logo painted upon it.
Right. A stone with their fucking logo on it.
It says Tega K with the blue shield, police department. And then if you look a little bit farther down, this giant, I don't know, 5-foot monument.
See. Yes.
It says Matthew 5:9.
What is that? God so only loved the world or whatever? He nailed the sun to a fucking Bronze Age torture device?
This is blessed be the peacemakers.
Hell yeah. And by peacemaker, I mean my dick.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. From the New International Version. Oh, that's Satan's version.
Is the holy hand grenade in that one?
Where's the... which one am I supposed to listen to? The KJV?
What's that?
The King James? Which Bible are we...
King James Version, bitch!
Is that the real Bible to the...
Hell yeah!
To the...
Fuck you!
Evangelicals?
Fuck yeah!
They
don't know.
Oh, well, that one says, blessed are peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Same thing.
Yeah, same old bullshit. Who's a peacemaker? What does that mean? Like a dude that makes peace or
They try to think it's the popo.
Hi, I'm a peacemaker. Let me fuck you with this cross.
I would say, you know, how about diplomats and people that actually try to broker peaceful solutions to things?
Well, listen.
But of course, leave it to conservatives to think that people who shoot and beat people and deprive them of their rights are peacemakers.
Black people, let's be clear.
Well, especially in Alabama.
Because if these cops started shooting white people the way they shoot black people, things would change. Don't you think?
Making things worse.
Yes.
On the back of the stone is etched the police officer's prayer.
Oh, what is that prayer? Oh, I pray to God I'm able to plant some crack in somebody's car and then shoot a black person to death.
Do you want to hear the police officer's
prayer? Oh, yes.
Now, this is on a public police in front of their, like the stone in front of their building that says police.
Shelby, do you want to hear this? Okay.
Lord, I ask for courage to face and conquer my own fears, courage to take me where others will not go. I ask strength of body to protect others and strength of spirit to lead others.
Oh.
I ask for dedication to my job, to do it well. Dedication to my community, to keep it safe. Give me, Lord, concern for those who trust me. And
what?
And compassion
for those who need me, and please, Lord, through it all, be at my side. That's the policeman's prayer.
You know what? I love that. You know what I love? I love that a guy armed to the teeth is praying to shit in the sky that doesn't exist. Boy, that just seems, it's like total mental health right here, you know?
Well, they started getting complaints pretty soon after the stone went up.
What?
For some reason, people
gave him a rock.
Be a little upset about a police station.
Yeah.
Definitely endorsing religion over non-religion.
Of course. And I who gave him this fucking rock?
The women's club of Tiga K.
Hey, I might revisit the whole idea of what you consider a good gift. Hi, here's a rock. I painted some shit on it along with some weird prayer and some bullshit. What do you want me to do with this fucking rock? What do I do with it? Where do I put it? Even if I'm down with all the shit on the rock, where do I put it? How do I enjoy it?
So
it's a fucking rock.
The mayor, David O'Neill.
Yay.
Said, we talked to our attorney about it, and he said, they're probably going to sue you.
How much did that cost?
He said, we'd have to hire a lawyer, and it might cost $30,000 to $50,000 to fight it, or you can just move the offensive language.
Okay, so where's he going with this?
But instead of moving the monument,
oh God,
they decided to remedy the sitch.
Yes?
By literally painting over in stone-colored paint the words Lord and Matthew 5:9.
Well, I tell you what, I'm Jeebus.
But
I'm pissed.
They like it's like whiteout because the rest of the prayer
you ruined
is
the rock.
Still there. It says, give me, comma. It says, give me, comma, blanked out, concern, which is Lord, concern for those who trust me and compassion for those who need me. And please, through it all, be at my side.
God, that is some wacky shit. Is that in Game of Thrones?
They just tried to, like, white it out by painting gray stone-colored paint over the word, each instance of the word Lord.
I like my rocks like they're in nature with nothing on them. I like my rocks to have moss and to be in the woods. Why do I have a rock with shit written on it? What am I saying? Even if I, let's say, I'm trying to think of something I enjoy. Let's say you wrote the lyrics to some David Bowie song. I love David Bowie. Some fucking Ziggy Stardust on a rock. I don't want it.
Well,
what am I supposed to fucking do with it?
No one is angrier than the conservatives.
Oh, wow.
South Carolina State Representative Bruce Bryant was Bruce outraged that the biblical verse was painted over. To say I'm disappointed is an understatement. Law enforcement is a calling for men and women by God to protect the communities they serve. These principles of courage and faith are what this great state and nation were founded upon. This guy is a retired York County sheriff.
Oh, shit.
20 years he was sheriff.
Oh, wow. How many of your fellow citizens did you put in jail for drug bullshit, you fucking asshole?
And now, now he's a state rep.
Now, I'm assuming he's expressing the same outrage about these families being separated, about people being rounded up by the Gestapo known as ICE. I assume he shares the same frustration with that bullshit.
What's wrong with you?
Is he mad that our president is sucking Putin's dick on the regs? Is he mad that our fucking elections are getting skull-fucked by foreign powers? Or is he just pissed off about this dumb fucking rock?
Here is Representative Ralph Norman, a Republican representing the district, who even released a campaign video about this.
Yes.
Breakfast when we had Tiki K and Fort Mill Police Department. It's a chance for me to learn their issues and to tell them a little bit about what's going on in Washington, D.C. This is the monument that memorializes the Tiki K building. And if you look at what's being marked out,
Lord. You know, our Creator gave us our God-given rights. The last time I checked, it was one nation under God.
It's really pathetic, by the way. It's not a good match.
It's
not a good match for the color, even.
I recently watched Infinity Wars again. You know, you get into some of this Thor shit, which sounds crazy, but doesn't really.
Yeah, it's no crazy.
Asgardian,
sure, why not?
Thor, all that shit. I believe in that. I believe in Thor. This is bullshit.
God-given rights. The last time I checked, it was one nation under God. To have this scratched out is sad, to say the least. That's why we're fighting in Washington, D.C. to put God back.
Meanwhile, get the guy a lavalier or something. This
Can
is obviously shot on a cell phone, but, you know,
God.
Put a mic on the
but
dude.
You're right, dude. I bet you could do a better interview with an iPhone in somebody's face. This audio is for shit. Don't you think if you're fighting for God, it is bullshit to be etched on some fucking rock? You can at least get good audio on behalf of your dumbass Jeebus. Fuck you.
But the latest update Ooh. Is that the TKK Police Department has removed the monument for the time being while they figure out what to do next.
You lost, Jeebus. Score one for the good guys. Score one for Satan. You lost. Fuck you. I love it. Rock. Hi, I got you a gift. It's a rock with shit you like painted on it. What do you want to do with it?
This is from WFAE Charlotte's NPR news source.
Ooh, shove it up my ass.
I don't know. City officials in TKK have removed the monument to police officers after religious wording caused a flap over the separation of church and state.
You know what I mean? Like, why this rock is my question. It's a little weird. Is it supposed to look like the Ten Commandments? Why not put this on a fucking nice piece of paper?
Well,
and
it's
frame
nice.
It?
The front's nice without the Matthew 5:9 shit on it.
But it's I just don't know what I'm supposed to do with a fucking rock.
Well, it's a sign in front of their building announcing that it's the police headquarters.
Yeah.
It's basically what it is. It's like having a big, nice sign.
But well, you could have a big, nice sign.
Well, it is on a rock.
It's weird, though, man.
One resident spoke up at the city council meeting arguing that religious language has no place in government property.
Yes, that's good. Okay.
City manager Charles Funderburk
Funderburk
said, we started getting a lot of negative backlash and they started reaching out to council members. It wasn't just one person. So good.
Okay.
That's hope.
Right.
So the city painted over the word Lord.
Oh, jeez.
The city says it will continue to seek a solution that shows support for its law enforcement officers. But in the meantime, it's gone.
How about support for people to get fucking pulled over by the cops and harassed and all that other bullshit? Fuck you. Your cops are supported. They make money. They have a pension.
We attempted to find compromise, but failed as our community has further divided. In an attempt to find a resolution, we've upset parties on both sides of the issue. Well, we are truly sorry.
No, and you're not. You know you're not. Fuck you. You're not sorry. You liked it. You like to irritate atheists. You love it.
Yeah, I was just thinking, they don't care about upsetting the people who are for freedom from religion and freedom of religion.
Yes.
Real freedom of religion.
Because what they want, and the sheriff, who I assume, these guys all get elected that are fucking caterwauling about this. One guy's campaigning on it, right?
Yes.
Well, they already won for their lunatic evangelical base. They stood up and fought the good fight, and they lost, but what the fuck ever. In the eyes of their dumbass constituents, they're fucking heroes.
Yes.
They're heroes because they fought for this stupid fucking rock. It's so dumb.
Blessed are the peacemakers.
Yes. Ooh, yeah, I got your peacemaker.
I'm sure, I wonder if they have comments on this story.
Oh, is this AL.com?
At the bottom. No, this is the Herald Online, which is the local.
Wait, are we still in Alabama?
South Carolina.
Okay.
I mean, you know, whatever. Six of one.
Right.
There are comments. There's a comment section.
Good.
I don't know if there are any comments.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I'm going to eat my shit on the rock.
Oh, they're going to say, freedom of freedom from religion. They're from Wisconsin. They're Satanists. They're homosexuals. They're Islamists.
Suck my dick.
No comments yet.
Right.
Sadly.
Well, that's sad. There's probably comments on that AL story about Auburn, the coach of Auburn, I would imagine. Damn, I can't think of anything more polarizing than...
Although AL.com has a pretty active progressive commenting community.
Yeah.
Like they a lot of the comments there sometimes there's some good sanity, cuz there's, you know, there's liberals in Mobile and Birmingham.
Welcome to Birmingham.
And in Montgomery.
Right. Boy, jeez. Are they drunk?
Well, we've only got a couple minutes left here on the big old show. It's been a great week, everybody.
Yay.
For the show. Thank you for listening.
The shows have been great. I don't know that America is doing great.
Well, not in America.
Right.
But very Catholic.
Yes.
News.
Hey.
So you know what that involves.
Go fuck yourself. Oh, yes. Bad shit to kids being done.
Have you heard of the Regensburger Domspatzen?
Nein! Oh, God! I have not.
It's the oldest boys choir in the world.
Oh, my fucking God.
Founded in the year 976.
When is that?
976. Not
damn.
1976.
Oh, shit.
1,000 years before,
right,
1976.
Some fucked up Catholic shit.
They are the official choir for Regensburg Cathedral in the German state of Bavaria.
Nein!
And the kids attend a special boarding school there.
Ooh, yes.
With an emphasis on music.
Okay.
And until 1994,
right,
this choir was run by a gentleman named, well, I guess it's Georg, but George...
Yes.
Ratzinger.
Oh,
sound
the
familiar?
Pope. Yes.
The brother of the Pope.
The Nazi Pope.
The brother of
yes,
the Pope.
Yes, absolutely.
A few years ago, the choir made worldwide headlines for all the wrong reasons when it was revealed that at least 547 members of the choir were physically or sexually abused between 1945 and the early 90s.
How many?
500. And 47.
Jesus Christ. You know, these pedophiles, 500. What am I supposed to say? Jesus fucking Catholics.
Hundreds of cases of physical violence, sexual violence. At the choir's preschool.
Oh.
There's a preschool.
God, it's like they...
violence, fear, and helplessness dominated. Violence was an everyday method.
The only thing these fucking Catholics give a fuck about are fetuses. If you're not a fetus, you're getting raped. Sorry. Or abused. Or some fucking bullshit.
Since the time, Ratzinger says he did hit the boys, but was unaware of any sexual abuse.
Oh my God. What a creep.
There's
he
been
hit
a,
them.
Since it came out, there's been a lot of legal cases leading to 376 victims being paid a total of 3.7 million euros in compensation so
Jeez.
Far.
So the ex-pope's brother is involved in this shit. So and so I'm supposed to believe that the former pope Ratzinger didn't know anything about it.
The church said they were going to study and look into it and see what happened.
Stop it.
One of the studies says that the controlled nature of the school meant there was a lot of power held by very few leaders.
Yes.
And virtually no oversight from the outside.
Let me tell you what happened. A bunch of priests raped kids. It's what always happens.
Yeah.
That's it. No study needed.
The violence and abuse formed part of everyday educational practice there.
What the
added
fuck?
To this was the high prestige of the Domspatzen.
Nein!
The appreciation of the clergy whose authority you would never doubt.
Yeah, and they're raping you and hitting you and abusing you in the name of Jeebus Fuck this.
So the oldest famous choir, Catholic choir on the planet, the Regensburger Domspatzen.
Nine.
Basically.
Right. Raping kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
Constant physical and sexual abuse for decades.
You know.
Hundreds of victims. And you probably think when your kid, your singing little kid gets accepted to the Fuchsspatzen or whatever the hell it is.
The Fuchsspatzen?
Yeah. The Diddlespatzen.
Diddlespatzen.
You're probably proud as fuck. Yes. Oh, he's going to get free school.
It doesn't occur
school.
To you.
This is great.
Why would it occur to you that this is going on? Well, I mean, it's the Catholics. It would occur to me. I wouldn't have... If you got kids and you let your kids go to these Catholic churches, you're out of your fucking mind. Any of these fucking places.
We got to get out of here. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to do it again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're going to be on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Radar Comedy. His Instagram is Radar Comedy. Go to his website for his schedule, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great fucking weekend, everybody. Let's
back
do it again
here live
on Monday.
At the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right.
Thank
you're
you
great
for listening
zombie.
To Crab Diving.
Good times here at the Waterfront.
Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.